You know, it's genuinely exciting to see Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger championing such a bold strategic pivot. They're essentially looking to keep Moore's Law alive by swapping out traditional copper interconnects for silicon photonics. We're talking about using actual light, instead of electrons, to move data within and between chips. It feels like a whole new era of computing.
It's a necessary shift, honestly. For decades, we've just relied on shrinking transistors to drive performance, but we're now hitting hard physical and thermal limits that threaten to derail that entire trajectory.
Exactly. And here's the thing, the primary bottleneck isn't transistor size anymore. It's what we call the memory wall. We're struggling with the sheer inefficiency of shuttling massive volumes of data back and forth between memory and processors.
That's where the old copper wiring really shows its age. It creates electrical resistance, generates excessive heat, and consumes a massive amount of power. No matter how powerful your processor is, that copper is going to throttle your performance.
Which is why silicon photonics is such a game changer. By transmitting data via photons, we're completely sidestepping those electrical limitations.
Precisely. Light travels significantly faster, encounters almost zero resistance, produces far less heat, and supports dramatically higher bandwidth. It's a fundamentally more efficient medium.
And Intel isn't just theorizing about it. They're actively integrating these optical components directly onto silicon chips, which fits perfectly into their IDM2 strategy focused on advanced packaging and heterogeneous integration.
Right. By physically combining logic, memory, and photonic dies into highly optimized packages, Intel is aiming to drastically improve performance per watt. It's their direct play to finally break through that memory wall.
I love how this ties directly into artificial intelligence. This technological shift is absolutely critical for AI's future.
It's a matter of survival for the industry, really. AI workloads are intensely compute-heavy and incredibly energy-intensive. We're already pushing data centers toward completely unsustainable levels of power consumption.
That's where optical interconnects shine. They drastically cut down the energy used per bit transferred, which means we can actually scale AI systems without constantly hitting those thermal or power ceilings. It's incredibly promising.
And the groundwork is already being laid. Intel has already deployed silicon photonics in its Tiger Lake processors for high-speed connectivity. Now, they're rapidly expanding that technology to support AI accelerators and broader data center infrastructure.
It really changes the whole conversation, doesn't it? The broader implication here is a fundamental redefinition of how computing performance scales. We're not just tweaking the old model, we're rebuilding it.
Exactly. Rather than relying solely on transistor miniaturization, the industry can now sustain performance gains through architectural innovation and new materials. It's a smarter, more sustainable path forward.
Intel's deep investment in photonics really positions them to lead this transition. They're offering such a pragmatic, physics-driven solution to these modern data movement challenges. It's inspiring to see.
Ultimately, the future of high-performance computing hinges not just on smaller transistors, but on smarter, light-driven data pathways. That's what will power the next generation of AI while keeping us energy efficient.